Water Talk.
Well, Cape Talk is passionate about finding new and innovative water-saving solutions and about water education. So the purpose of this feature is to bring you all the latest water tips and tricks and products and services. And we encourage you to share in this process with your water ideas and innovations to help us cope with the crisis that we are in. You can give us a call on 021-446-0567. You can send an email to Pippa. That's pippah@capetalk.co.za with the subject line Water Talk. And today we're going to be checking in with the city to find out more about their preparations for water risks. We're also going to be finding out about a local water-saving storage bladder for geyser replacement and maintenance. So if you need to take water out of your pool, you need to take water out of your geyser, where do you put it? We're going to be talking to Charles Watt. He's the owner of Waterpack in just a few moments.
Water Talk.
Water Talk. And Charles Watt is the owner of Waterpack. Waterpack, Charles, am I saying that right?
Yes,
welcome to the show.
How are you? Well done. Good afternoon.
What is Waterpack?
Well, Waterpack is a tool, a plumbing tool that we have developed. We started developing the product in December. It's related to saving the water from geyser maintenance and replacements. And we've got a lot of plumbers online at the moment. Almost 200 plumbers, in fact, in the Western Cape are using our product, and we're saving absolutely massive volumes of water. Basically what we do is, instead of discarding the water when we change a geyser or an element, we basically pumping the water out of the geyser in 12 minutes. So we're doing a 200-liter geyser in 12 minutes. We're putting hot water into our bladder, which takes 80 degrees. And then once the maintenance or replacement is done, we're then pumping the water back into the geyser. So we're not losing any water whatsoever.
And before, was all this water just going down the drain? I mean, what were plumbers doing with this water?
Well, I mean, in the past, you know, we were trained, when we change a geyser, we drain the geyser. When we change a element, we drain the geyser. Now, there's no statistic to say what volume of geysers or elements are replaced in our country. It's massive. So, you know, the sad reality is the ironic thing is that plumbers who work with water on a daily basis are throwing more water away than anybody else. So now we can do it efficiently. And, you know, we're saving, like I said, tons of water, and we're actually putting hot water back into new geysers. So it's energy efficient also.
How did the whole idea start?
Just literally being a plumber myself and doing about 20 geysers a month, you know, just thinking, wow, we're throwing 200 litres of water away every time we drain a geyser, and we're pulling another 200 litres of water from the source. So effectively, we're moving 400 litres of water. You know, we're not doing that as many geysers, but we've got plumbers that are doing up to 300 geysers a month. We've had a particular plumbing company, Plum Guarantee, save up to 70,000 litres of water in 1 month. We're getting incredible support from big plumbing companies such as Inkelden, OnTap, CP&B. All the local plumbing guys and plumbing shops in Cape Town are starting to stock our product and sell it to the plumbers. So, you know, I'd just like to say well done to all the plumbers out there that are using the product. And we've got some exciting stuff coming. We've got some brilliant people in the advertising forums that are going to be, you know, endorsing the plumbers that are using the products. And we're just going from strength to strength. But, you know, just for the public to be aware that when their plumber comes to their house to drain their geyser, he doesn't need to throw the water away. It can actually be saved, which means you're in a positive, because if you allow 200 litres of water a day, which is 50 litres a person for four people, that's 200 litres of water.
Has this idea been patented? Is it being locally produced?
We're manufacturing it locally, and it has been patented. We've got a great patent on the concept and design, and we're looking at sending the product overseas also.
And Charles, how much does it cost?
Well, we're obviously selling it to the Inkeldens, et cetera, on tap CP&Bs. We're waiting for more guys to come on board. But I think they're selling it for about 3,200 Rand, which is including VAT. So you get the bag with all the fittings and the pipes, and you get the pump also to drive the water. So it's a very well-priced product. And like I said, we've got, I'd say, almost 200 plumbers using it now. So the water saving is massive. And there's going to be more to hear about it in the near future.
Does it come in? What about something like a pool when you have to do maintenance on a pool?
Yeah, so there are bladders for pools, and we're also looking to make bigger bladders. There are guys making big bladders for pools, but we're also looking to do that. We're looking to make 10,000-litre bladders, 15,000-litre bladders. And, yeah, when you need to do maintenance on a pool, you simply drain it into the bladder and return it once done.
It's incredible to me the innovative ideas that people have come up with in this crisis. Are all of you guys, are you working together, exchanging ideas? I believe you're going to be part of the WaterWise Expo in Cape Town.
Well, we've been invited to quite a few expos in Cape Town, in fact, and we've been working with the City of Cape Town and various different people involved with the water management, the crisis management. We've also been invited to the Plum Africa Expo in Johannesburg, which is happening in August, which is massive. It's a national, in fact, it's a continental show, and people coming from overseas all over the place. But they'll see our products. And this is the way that the future is going to become for plumbers, to drain geysers to save the water. It's outrageous, the amount of water. You know, the sad thing is that, unfortunately, every day our plumbing job involves throwing water away to test things, to toilets, etc., changing tap washers, back siphoning systems. So now we've just got a fantastic tool that is simple and quick to use, and of course we're having massive water saving results from it.
Because of course the other, you know, even though Day Zero has been pushed out, I think it's important to remind listeners there's still until the 4th of May to comment on the tariffs. But just the cost of water, I mean, we're talking about a potential 26.9% tariff hike. Water is not going to be as cheap as it has been. It always was too cheap. But the cost for your clients is huge.
Yeah, well, that's it. Absolutely. There's a massive saving. And, you know, it's not just because there's a water crisis. We should never be throwing the water away regardless. Yeah. We wouldn't throw Coca-Cola away, a single Coca-Cola. Why would we throw 200 litres of water away just to heat water or to replace a geyser? In fact, we've just come back from Pietermaritzburg, Durban. We were invited up there by a plumbing crew. And, you know, they don't have a water problem up there. They've just come out of one. But the plumbers are extremely excited. They see the necessity for it. And the sad thing is we could have been doing this 10 years ago already.
Charles, I'm going to ask you to just stay on the line. If listeners have any questions for Charles, I hope you don't mind just staying on and asking them. Give us a call. We do have a couple more minutes left in the show. You can call us on 021-446-0567 or send a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. And if you'd like to ask Charles any questions around, he is a plumber. He understands what's happened. If you want to ask about how to get your hands on the product, how to store water when you have to move it out of a certain, you know, place in your home, whether it's the geyser or the pool. Charles is around for the next couple of minutes, so do give us a call. Charles, the sizes at the moment. So what are the sizes? There's the size for a geyser.
Yeah, and that's correct. Yeah. So we're particularly targeting the plumbing market at the moment. We're designing this around maintenance for geysers and hot water cylinders. So we're making 200-litre bladders, and that's because our average geyser is about 150 to 200 litres. If you had a bigger geyser or 400 litres of storage or more, then you simply just put a couple of the bladders next to each other. They're easy to detach, so you could put two or three next to each other. And then also, like the bigger ones, obviously you have to go outside. That's the pool bladders, which would be 10 to 15,000 litres.
There's a WhatsApp question just asking, why is it that modern geysers do seem to rust so quickly?
Yeah, look, I mean, there are many different styles and types of hot water cylinders on the market, and they all get made with a lifespan. Like everything today, everything's made to replace at some point. We've got corrosive factors, of course, in our water, etc. But it's the volume of hot water cylinders that we have in our country that is staggering. And, at some point they require maintenance or replacement. So that's what turns it into such a scary statistic is that they can't actually quantify the volume. It's massive, the volume of elements and seas has been changed. So you can just imagine the volume of water that we've been throwing away. It's more of a consumer's product. They have a lifespan, you know.
Charles, thank you so much. How can people find out more about your product?
Well, we've got a website, waterpack.com. That's waterpack.com. And you could look at our Facebook page, which is www.waterpack. And, all my phone number, if you want to phone us directly, you can get us the office line on 021-788-1114. And there you can get all of my office and leave information there for us to get back to you. But we've got some really exciting stuff coming up and huge water-saving graphs coming up. And I think that South Africa will be proud to say that our plumbers can actually make a difference, because every drop counts at the end of the day.
Charles, thank you so much. Charles Watt, if you need more information, info@waterpack.com.